not sure what products to create, or maybe you're not sure how to diversify your existing product line. Well, friend, you are not alone. This is a common question that comes up during paper camp, so I wanted to address it here on the podcast. Today, I'll be walking you through 6 things to consider when deciding which new items to add to your product line. But real quick, I wanted to let you know that we recently put together a resource library that houses all of my free content in one place. It includes my delegating class, my How to Know If Wholesale's Right for You class, my booth blueprint class, and more. We also have some new things that we'll be adding soon. To get instant access to this rich resource library, head to proof2product.com/resources. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of 4. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started. Today's question comes in from Stacy. She's a current Paper Camp student. Stacy is looking to expand her product line and she's looking for guidance on how to decide which new products to pursue. It's a great question and a common one that breaks down into 6 key considerations. What you choose to move forward with will depend on a combination of your personal interests, market demand, profitability, ease of manufacturing, cash flow, and your personal risk tolerance. So let's run through these one by one. The first consideration is personal interest. What are you interested in creating? What excites you? What type of items would complement the products that you currently sell? I really want you to be excited about what you're creating because that energy and enthusiasm comes out in the details. It comes through in how the product is designed, manufactured, and even marketed to the wholesale and retail audiences. Each of you have a reason why you started this business, and that carries over into the products that you sell. Alex from Chez Gagnier talked about this in an episode recently. It was episode 237. She discussed her decision to expand into bath products and that it was important to her that she created products that she herself would use. I want you to have that same enthusiasm and interest in the products that you're creating. The second consideration here is market demand. What are your customers asking for? What could you offer that would aid them in using your core products either more easily or more consistently? How do we get them coming back to you for more and more product? So, for example, if someone's primary product is a journal, what could we offer your existing customers to make it easier for them to use that journal? It might be stickers, or washi tape, or paper clips, or custom pens or pencils with words of encouragement. Consider what your customers are asking you for and how you can continue to make their lives easier. The third consideration is profitability, and this involves good old-fashioned research and development. I want you to take out a piece of paper and brainstorm all of the different types of products that you have any interest in creating. Just brainstorm, jot them down with no rhyme or reason. And then I want you to consult with your best friend, Google. How much will it cost you to create these different types of products? What type of minimums will you be required to order? What can you charge to retail and wholesale so that you can figure out what your profitability will be? And then I want you to look at the list as a whole and kind of rate these different items. Which ones will have the highest profit margin and the most profitability for your business? Once you've done your homework, you can compare them. You can make informed financial decisions about which one to pursue next. The fourth consideration here is ease of manufacturing. Is this something that you can easily outsource, or is it something that you are hand making, you know, and it's taking a lot of time? Do you have vendors in place already that you can lean on, or do you need to source those vendors? Will it be a complex piece to manufacture or pretty straightforward? And also thinking to extending that just from the product to the packaging too. Will the packaging be simple or complex? Manufacturing foil-stamped pencils, for example, is far less complex than manufacturing a planner. So definitely consider easy manufacturing in this process. The fifth consideration is cash flow. What type of investment will you need to make if you decide to move forward with this new product? Again, something like a planner is much more complex and expensive to manufacture compared to things like greeting cards, stickers, or even pencil sets. So what is your budget for this project or for this new collection? And how much do you want to invest to test the market with this first batch of products? The sixth and final consideration I want you to consider here is your personal risk tolerance. When we create something new, we are investing a lot of our personal time, energy, and also finances without knowing whether the product will sell through or take off. And some products, they take a while to gain popularity too. Therefore, you need to consider what your risk tolerance will be when deciding what new products to create. As you can see, deciding which products to move forward with depends on a number of factors, and each of us listening here will prioritize different considerations as we're making our choices. So focus on what is best for you and your business as you're deciding what products to say yes to. All right, friends, before we sign off, I want to remind you to check out our free resource library. We have some incredible trainings for product-based businesses housed there, and you can get all of the goods by going to proofToProduct.com/resources. Thank you so much for listening today. Please share this episode with a friend that might be struggling with their product line and needs some reassurance. Have a great week, and I'll be back with a new episode next week.